sing, rise up and sing, come let us worship, worship the Lord, sing to the victor of Calvary, come let us worship the Lord. Honor the Son,
Jesus is one,
come let us worship, worship the Lord, let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering light and yet suffering land. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to all that are in our sanctuary who have come to worship the Lord today. And we want to welcome those on the internet and those on the radio who are listening to our messages today. I would like to say that this is the 37th anniversary of Bethel Baptist Church today, and we're so privileged to have everyone here celebrating it with us. It's good to see Jim and Jenny and Camille and the rest of the gang, you might say, our brothers and sisters who are with us today to celebrate this. I know Pastor, if he's looking down on us today, I know he's smiling and he's saying, "Preach the word." You know, we all miss him very, very much, and we're so thankful that the Lord put it in his heart with the founders to build on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, his church. And we thank you for the church who has come today, which is you, to worship our mighty God today. And if you're a visitor, we would like for you to fill out a registration card. If you would, please, you can obtain one from the usher in the back. And when the offering plate is passed, if you would please place your name and address, phone number, and a pastor would like to call you and to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline in our sermon today in the church bulletin if you'd like to follow along there with pastor as he brings the message. And the scripture of the month is found in our bulletin. It's in Isaiah 55 and verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Aren't we thankful for his mercy each and every day? The scripture says his mercies are new every morning. And now let us continue to praise the Lord together with Tae Young at our piano, and Victor Laurel will be leading our songs.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Happy Lord's Day, everybody. Hope you had a good week and blessings from the Lord. I know we were blessed yesterday. We got to celebrate my mom's 93rd birthday. So, you know, I'm thinking my mom's like the Weeble Wobble. Remember those? Yeah, right? No matter what you do, they bounce back. So through ER visits and nursing home visits, she bounces back and she's still in pretty good shape. So what a blessing. And then another blessing is our 37 years. You know, because the treasurer, I get to look at all our financials and numbers, and it's amazing how the Lord just supports us. You know, sometimes I look and I go, man, how are we going to make it? And then a few weeks later, we get a big donation, and it just covers everything. And that's like Wayne says, it's nothing that we do. It's all the Lord. Obviously, he wants us to continue. So that's truly a blessing. Amen? Amen. So why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 14, God of Everlasting Glory. Number 14. And we'll sing the first and the last.
Everywhere thy
turn to our second hymn, number 387, True-Hearted, Whole-Hearted. 387. Turn to our last hymn, number 417, In Christ There Is No East or West. And why don't we all rise as we sing, In Christ There Is No East and West. We'll do all four stanzas on this one.
Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace and your mercy and of the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ. That you, Lord, would lift us up and strengthen us to listen to your voice, to do your will, and abound in your presence and in your glory. And Father, we come and we seek for your intervention. We seek to understand your will. And as the psalmist says, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly. And so, Lord, we want to sing your praises, even in the midst of our trials, even in the times of difficulties. And so, Father, we praise you and seek for your divine guidance and your spirit of encouragement among the families of Bethel and all who call themselves by the name of Jesus Christ, that you would place within their heart a hunger and a thirst for your word, and for fellowship with your people, and for fellowship with you. And that, Lord, as we engage the community around us, that they would see and hear and know the transforming power of Christ through our love for them. And that you, Lord, would do a mighty work to redeem a people unto yourself and to transform hearts and minds for you. And Father, we pray for your healing power, your comforting spirit upon those who are afflicted with numerous diseases. We lift up to you, Raquel, and pray. Praise you, Lord, that she's doing better, and pray for your continued healing and comforting as she suffers from severe asthma. We lift up to you, Elenita Noriel. She faces surgery on her rotator cuff and bicep in October. We pray for Ed Hernandez, who is suffering from severe back pain. We lift up to you Taeyoung John's father and Henry John's father as they're recovering, as they're under treatment, and as they have tests coming up, that you, Lord, would guide the doctors with wisdom and the family in your peace and comfort. We pray for Jorge and Martha Peretti, who have a lot of different health issues, Lord, but for you to continue to encourage them and bless them with your strengthening power and your divine presence. We thank you, Lord, for Jim Bergen and pray for your continued healing upon his body as he's been recovering from a broken lumbar and he's been dealing with other health issues as well, that you would encourage him and his son Ron in your glory and in your grace, in your presence and in your peace. We lift up to you those dealing with cancer, Bob Jones' brother Ron, Victor's co-worker Dinesh's daughter. And Father, we lift up to you Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, who not only has cancer, but he's going to be dealing with some significant treatment using stem cells. And so, Lord, we pray for the peace of the family and your comforting there. And we also continue praying for Christina Ida's friend, Carolyn, who has cancer, but we thank you, Lord, that the tumor has been shrinking, and we rejoice in that. Father, we lift up to you as well those that we are thankful for your touch in their lives and for your spirit of wisdom and grace upon them. We thank you for those that are expecting, Angelica Menig, twin girls in November, Maria Veloz, a girl in December, and Alicia Birchfield expecting in January. We thank you, Lord, for Camille Bounds and her recovery from hip surgery, that she is doing well. We thank you for your healing touch upon Fred Mills' brother-in-law as his cancer is in remission, Lord. And we pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your grace for those who are seeking your divine will. For Bethel, as we seek to change our facilities and to build on here, that you would open up the doors of opportunity. We pray that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out into the community as we begin various processes and paths for not just reaching out to Christians, but most importantly, Lord, to reach out to those who do not know you, to grow and expand your kingdom in the lives and the hearts of many and in the community around us. We pray for the Prater family as they look for housing. We lift up to you Martha Bell as she's trying to understand the work situation, that you would open up a door for her. We pray for those being persecuted throughout the world for Christian faith, that you would encourage them to stand firmly and boldly in the word of God and the testimony of Christ. We pray for your abounding blessing upon those ministries serving throughout the world, with Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio and Medica Perez also serving in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Father, we pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and those who support the work of ministry, whether here in the sanctuary, whether listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over CD. Bless them with your hand of blessing and your divine guidance and presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, once again for that beautiful, beautiful singing. Boy, are we blessed. We are very blessed. Thank you, Darlene, for that hard work of having everyone come and practice on Sunday afternoon so that we can enjoy it. And all this clapping and celebrating and all this remind me of King David coming in dancing when they brought the ark into Jerusalem there. He was really excited, just like we're going to be excited now to hear the word of God. And that's why we're here, is to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to praise him. We're going to be studying now in the scriptures in the book of Philippians. If we'll turn in the book of Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be reading verses 12 through 23, I believe it is, 21, I'm sorry. It ends at 21. So if we'll please stand for the reading of God's word, chapter 3, verses 12 through 21. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we once again enter into your throne room by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we come today to hear your message, Lord, we pray if there might be one that don't know you, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit might convict them this day, whether on the radio, the internet, or in our sanctuary, Lord, and they might cry out for your mercy, and they be saved and become a part of your family. And Lord, I pray that you might bless all the hearers on the radio, the internet, and those are here in the sanctuary. And Lord, as we come to celebrate these 37 years that you have been faithful to us, Father, we say thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy and the love that you have shed abroad in our hearts for one another. And Father, again, as we remember in the first epistle of John in chapter 1 and verse 2, let us never forget that his salvation is for all mankind, for it says in chapter 1 and verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Heavenly Father, we know you paid for the sins of the whole world, and Father, we just pray now that you might be with us and open up our understanding as Pastor Tomlinson brings the message, Lord, that we might understand it. And then when we leave from this place today, Lord, help us to be obedient to all that we hear and understand. In Jesus' name, amen.